from American Jazz Radio.
Rockin' at the Reno Club, a basic guitar. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Nick Sher. Parker Presley, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump, public radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Debbie Dixon, and yours truly, David Bass. Now this week, we celebrate the birthday of composer Antonio Carlos Jobim with our special guests, Stan Kessler and Danny Embry. And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Earl McDonald and Pete Weber.
Hello, hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. We're going to have some fun tonight.
We are going to have some fun. But Pete, real quick, can things get any worse for Chris Christie? His doctor told him he needs to cut out fatty foods.
Really?
Yep, it's either that or his arteries get a traffic study.
You know, speaking of politics, Steven Seagal said he's considering running for governor of Arizona. Yeah. I understand his platform is, elect me, or I'll make another movie.
And speaking of bad actors, Tiger Woods has become the first golfer in history to pass the $1 billion mark in career earnings. Or as his ex-wife calls it, the $500 million mark.
Oh, stick with us. You know, we got some good music going on over the next hour. We're going to be celebrating some fantastic music from Antonio Carlos Jobim, as well as Django Reinhardt. And
yes,
we've got fantastic musicians in the house to help us get it done. So, let's get the music going. Here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with an Antonio Carlos Jobim composition, Meditation. This week, we celebrate the birthday of composer Antonio Carlos Jobim. Born in Rio de Janeiro, his parents separated when he was an infant and his mother moved to Ipanema, the beachside neighborhood where he would later celebrate in song. As a young man of limited means, Jobim earned his living by performing in nightclubs and bars. He became an arranger for a recording label and began achieving success as a composer, inspired by Claude Debussy and Maurice Ravel, as well as Brazilian composer Hector Villa-Lobos.
Jobim rose to prominence in Brazil when he teamed up with poet Vinicius Guimarães to write the music for a play that later became the celebrated 1959 film Black Orpheus.
Antonio Carlos Jobim became an international star when he collaborated with American jazz saxophonist Stan Getz. Getz, along with João Gilberto and Gilberto's wife Astrud, recorded two albums in 63 and 64 that created a bossa nova craze in the United States. The record, with the hit Corcovado, and Astrud Gilberto singing The Girl of Ipanema, is one of the top-selling jazz albums of all time.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the great compositions of Antonio Carlos Jobim. To help us get that done, we'll need a few guys who know a samba from a cymbal. That would be our special guest, two members of the Sons of Brazil, Danny Embry and Stan Kessler.
Come over here and talk to me, Stan.
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
How would you describe Jobim?
Well, Jobim's considered the godfather of the bossa nova, which is really kind of a chilled-out samba that started appearing on the scene in the late 50s and completely revolutionized music in the Western Hemisphere, Brazil, United States.
Yeah, and working with Getz, I mean, that was like a vessel to deliver it to the American audience.
Yeah, it was. There was a whole lot of collaborations pretty quickly between American jazz players and the Brazilian composers and players.
Seems like Latin music has influenced almost every jazz musician that we talk about.
Yeah, that's true. I think for the bossa nova, it was an attraction for jazz players, especially because not only do you have these beautiful soaring melodies, but very complex and challenging chord changes that jazz players really like.
You know, Jobim once said in an interview, he learned his songs from the birds of the forest.
Yeah, a little known fact is that Jobim was a birder. He was a bird watcher. That was his hobby. So he spent a lot of time listening and watching birds, and I'm sure nature rubbed off on him.
Where did you learn your songs?
Oh, from the crow.
Why don't you go pick up that horn? Hey, yeah. Joe. What are we going to start with here?
Well, Pete, we have an original Jobim composition as our first offering. This is called Triste. Thank you.
How about Danny Embry on guitar there, huh? Now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
All right, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Alex R. in New York. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I'm in big trouble. All because of some doctor in Florida who runs a place called Biogenesis. You know, I swear I thought it was some kind of high-tech Bible school. Not that I need to pray. When I point up to the sky after a home run, it's for the hot female pilot in the blimp. You know, speaking of hot females, what am I gonna do now? I'm suspended for the whole year. I can't sit around my apartment all day calling up hookers because Elliot Spitzer stole my cell phone. I have needs, Dr. Pearl. What am I going to do? If you answer this by mail, could you write your number on the back?"
No, I will not do that. And since you have a whole year, I think you have time to get in shape. You know, work out. Stop taking drugs. Actually lift those weights, sir. But let me give you some advice that could help you meditate, if you will, during this year off. A slugging Yankee, you were a game changer. An all-star with the ladies, a real A. Rodney Danger. Stay away from drugs, Al, and your career will resurrect. Don't be A. Rodney Dangerfield, or you'll get no respect.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Avoid girls who are seducing.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And drugs that promise boosting.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Or you will be playing in Houston, and your nickname will be Nimrod.
Let's just go with that. Let's just call him Nimrod from now
Nimrod.
On. All right, next letter is from Hillary. Hillary writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, my name is Hillary, but you can call me Inevitable. I haven't even announced I'm running for president, and already Barack invited me to the White House to pick out curtains. The election is 2 years away, and the Secret Service has already given me a code name. Dr. Pearl, what I really need your help with is writing a thank you note to the thing that made it all possible. Should I send it to George Washington, Mr. Bridge, or the highway formerly known as Jammed?"
Well, I must say, Hillary, someone has set a lovely path for your future in the next 2 years, but you gotta be cool, because as he learned, things can turn very quickly on you. So I'm gonna give you some advice to just, you know, keep it easy, dial it down, and we'll work our way through this, okay? Also, if you get to pick the curtains in the White House, go with something bold and bright, very different from what you had before. That's just my suggestion. Though it's a way off, girl, you're swamped with election hooey. Be careful, don't get cocky. Remember what happened to Dewey? So keep a cool head, try putting it in the fridge. And send your thank yous to Christie. He's a real son of a bridge.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You could be on the verge.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And your popularity will surge.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Please resist the selfie urge. And lock Bill in the cellar.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So there it is. If you've got problems, send us your letters, your concerns. Tweet us, Skype us, whatever you need to do.
It's going to be an interesting, long 2 years, isn't it?
It's always interesting,
I mean,
isn't it?
Seriously, the man got it, what, 3 months?
Oh, man, I know, I know.
Maybe 2 years, it seems like 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. If you could be.
But. Election hooey.
Just think, Obama's saying it's starting to make Congress and the Senate look good.
Yeah, right, right. You know, I hope you all stick around and don't go anywhere, because we're having a good time and we want you to stay with us. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Antonio Carlos Jobim, we celebrate the birthday this week of groundbreaking guitarist Django Reinhardt. Born in Belgium, Django spent most of his youth in gypsy encampments close to Paris. He played violin, banjo, and guitar from a very early age, learning to play the instruments by mimicking the fingerings of the musicians around him. By age 13, Django was able to make a living playing music.
At 18, Django was badly injured in a fire, which forced him to relearn the guitar. With self-taught rehabilitation and practice, Reinhardt played all of his amazing guitar solos with only two fingers, using the other damaged fingers to create chords. He went on to make dozens of recordings with his quintet, Le Hot Club de France, and his lifelong musical partner, jazz violinist Stefan Grappelli. To celebrate this great guitarist, we need one ourselves. And that would be our man, Danny Embry. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Pearl. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. Another part of Sons of Brazil. Mm-hmm. Now, I would like to start off by asking, when did this music that Reinhardt made come into your ear, if you will?
When I was about 17, when I was in high school, I heard him, and it was exciting stuff.
The gypsy jazz, what is it about it?
Gypsy jazz, it was a real hot, very active, virtuosic way of playing. And he played the guitar like no other.
No other. Mm-hmm. And the two-finger playing, I understand you have a take on that.
Well, you know, two fingers, it's like, how do you do that with two fingers? But I was thinking, maybe it's easier because you have fewer choices. You know, it's either one or the other. You know, you have four fingers, it's like, oh, no, you go ahead. No, after you, I insist.
Well, you seem to have mastered the four-finger style of playing. Joe, what do we have for Danny to play on?
This is a Django Reinhardt original composition, and it's entitled Belleville. Thank you.
Jump Trio.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think A-Rod had
Nimrod.
A bad week, how about these? Blues in the news.
Liz Cheney won't be running. In Wyoming's Senate race. I guess she's worried about her family. So home will be her place. To make poor Liz feel better, Dad let her shoot him in the face.
Bob Gates says in his new book, Obama had no passion. That Barack didn't like the war thing. Well, that's not Obama's fashion. And at least that beats George W., who closed his eyes, yahooed, and dashed in.
They've hacked your bank account and spied in your backyard. It's what you get for using a Target credit card.
Don't get Chris Christie mad or he'll jam your avenue. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's Stan and Danny with another great Jobim composition, Brigas Nunca Mais, which translates in English to No More Fighting. Thank you.
like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then it's time to check out this week's new CD releases. David Bassey, what's going on in the world of jazz?
Oh, I have a couple of real cool things here for you, Pito. Is that Pito or Speedo? Pito, isn't it? Yes. LA6 is the band, Frame of Mind, and a lot of cats in the LA scene. Clay Jenkins on the trumpet, Iron Uppis on the trombone, Tom Peterson, Rich Ames, Jeff D'Angelo, and Dick Weller. The LA6, Frame of Mind, new out on Jazz Media. Ben Allison, the bassist. The stars look very different tonight, with Allison Miller playing the drums and Brandon Seabrook on the guitars and the banjo, with Steve Cardenas, who no stranger to the cats here today. Steve Cardenas on the guitar, and Ben Allison's The Stars Look Very Different Today. And While You Were Out, the Sons of Brazil, you know the music you're hearing today? These cats have been doing this for about 2 decades now around the Midwest and in this region. You can find them at sonsofbrazil.com, their latest album, While You Were Out, on Artist Recording Collective.
Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Valentine's Day presents.
Crank it up. Valentine's Day, that's true.
St. Patrick's Day presents.
That's true.
Fourth of July presents.
Just presents. just calm presents.
That's right. Now, besides Carlos Jobim and Django Reinhardt, we celebrate the birthday this week of trombonist J.J. Johnson. Drummers Jeff Tane Watts and Jimmy Cobb have birthdays this week, along with vibraphonist Gary Burton. Pianists Hod O'Brien, Horace Parlin, and Paige Cavanaugh are all honored this week. And the legendary trumpeter and co-author of Duke Ellington's classic hit Caravan, Juan Tizol, was born this week. Now, to learn more about all these cats, visit our website, 12thstreetjump.com, where you'll find information on upcoming shows and links to our featured artist recordings, as well as our very own YouTube channel, where you can hear this week's Blues in the News all over again. And that's what's happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild. Jazz. Zoo do it. Do it 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 do it.
We'll be right back with more right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hands on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, attend the CD release party for the blues band Root Doctor at the Green Door in Lansing, Michigan. Dance and eat at the Sacramento, California Traditional Jazz Society's Crab and Pasta Feed. And in Omaha, Nebraska, get a table at Jazz for Livin' Easy and Steve Levette.
The Magpots Trio find themselves at Ivory Jazz Lounge in Portland, Oregon. And it's good karma to catch Jarrett Wilson and the Vibe at Little E's nightclub in Pittsburgh.
Jazz on the Mountain is a 3-day festival in southern New York State featuring Michael Carvin, Joe Locke, and a whole lot more. At Bobby's in Scottsdale, Desert Highways play their favorite standards. And in Kansas City, the Green Lady Lounge hosts the Professor Joe Cartwright Trio. So get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's our own Nedra Dixon to sing a Django Reinhardt original, Nuage.
Thank you.
I just love that samba beat of Antonio Carlos Jobim. What would Brazil be without him?
Uruguay.
No, you're a guy. I'm a mother of two.
No, I mean the country in South America with no good music.
Yeah, I guess Jobim wouldn't have noticed the girl from Ipanema if she was wearing long johns and a ski parker.
Yeah, you know, it would have been a different song, that's for sure. You know, if he was around today, I wonder who he would have written that song about.
Well, it would have been someone who's young.
Well, there goes Betty White.
Sexy.
Oh, sorry, Angela Merkel.
Someone who's tall.
Forget Dr. Ruth.
And walking.
Oh, hot young girls don't walk anymore. They're all too busy texting, Facebooking, and
Don't say it. I think my kids are listening.
Blonde and thin and nude and singing. The girl named Miley Cyrus goes swinging. Her ball's a record, the guys who check her go, ah.
When she twerks, she shakes her booty. You have to look, it is your duty. Now all the lasses, they shake their asses like her.
She only wears a bandana. Shaking her belly like a Santa. Please bring back Hannah Montana.
And each day when she twerks her booty, Billy Ray asks why her and not me.
Constantly her tongue is wagging, bares her butt although it's sagging. We're tired of looking, please stop the twerking, Miley. She bears her butt although it's sagging. We're tired of looking, please stop the twerking, Miley. Stop twerking, Miley.
No twerking, Miley.
Try working, Miley. No more twerking, Miley.
Well, let's bring back Stan and Danny to play a tune that both Django Reinhardt and Antonio Carlos Jobim recorded, Brazil.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Antonio Carlos Jobim and Django Reinhardt, give it up for Stan Kessler and Danny Embry.
And how about the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, musical director Joe Conrad at the keys. And how about those vocalists, David Bassey, Nedra Dixon.
We had help from audio engineer Chad Mize, production assistant Brenna Hayes, and director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, don't forget to check us out on Facebook, 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at all big letters, 12th Street Pete, and sign up for those emails at 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of blues harmonica player Charlie Muscle White with our special guest, Tom Trashmouth Baker, Bill Dye, and Charlie himself. Until then, I am Pearl Rivera's McDonald.
And I'm Pete, middle name Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always jumping!